This is Rita Rizal for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art with John Eric Reese and the artist's home in studio in Atlanta, Georgia on June 27th, 2009. Disc number one. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again, too, in your fabulous home here. We'll have to talk about this, I think, at some point, too, because what you managed to create here is just extraordinary.
Well, thank you.
But you're just back from Korea, so we thought we'd start off talking about your solo exhibition, which just opened this month?
It opened this month on the 5th of June.
Extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And this is your first international solo exhibition.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And in Korea, and how did this come about?
This came about because of a connection in New York City. Miss Jung Chung founded this museum in Seoul mm-hmm. with the Women's University mm-hmm. and wanted to introduce the Korean audience to tapestry work, which is something they don't have a history in their own culture. And it's primarily embroidery and applique work that people are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a good opportunity and just the most beautiful space I have encountered for an exhibition so far.
Really?
So very,
well,
very
it was
well
so
done. Well, everything was so controlled behind glass mm-hmm. and that series when you walk up upon a piece, the lighting mm-hmm. goes into effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important for textiles. If it's,
right.
And this is going to be there for mm-hmm. a 2 month period. So you don't want bright lights shining on everything for that period of time.
Exactly.
So it was very, very controlled.
How interesting. Very high tech.
Very high tech. And I was amazed at other museums that I visited were extremely high tech as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very nice.
It's interesting, too, as you were saying, that Korea doesn't have a history of tapestry, and you would know because you've spent so many years collecting and dealing in textiles, in particular Asian textiles, yes. And that's how you first met this director, is that correct?
Well, I met the director, yes, in dealing with, being a dealer in Asian textiles. She supported me in a number of ways, purchasing work for this museum, and it's been a give and take, and it's mm-hmm. been a good experience thus far.
And this wasn't so much a retrospective, it was more contemporary work.
That's correct. The gallery was quite large, and I was a little concerned about acquiring work, borrowing work from different museums, which was a little bit of a hassle.
Right.
So it was best that I concentrated on work that I could get my hands on through friends and things of this nature.
And so it's primarily the Icarus series?
Well,
it's work from Tibet?
I had gone to Tibet
yes.
3 years ago and did a body of work.
Mm-hmm.
And the show was primarily Tibetan inspired.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had a number of large tapestries that fortunately I had here in the studio
mm-hmm.
that filled a lot of space. So mm-hmm. that was important too.
Mm-hmm. Must have been wonderful to see them all together.
Yeah, it was a nice feeling when I went through and gave lectures to, I don't know, hundreds of students that were there from different women's universities. So
what was the name of the university?
Sungmyung University.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other women's universities that I had the pleasure of lecturing to in their lecture halls. And it was well attended.
What's the response in a culture that doesn't have a history of tapestry? How did they respond?
I don't know. They were very, very supportive. In that regard, I probably I needed to be there a bit longer. It was only a 10-day period for
mm-hmm.
me. But the exhibition will be up for 2.5 months, and then it's traveling to another university in the southern portion of South Korea.
Okay.
And that will only be there for a week,
oh,
a very
goodness.
Short period of time. So, and they're also producing a separate catalog for that
really?
Venue, mm-hmm. which was a surprise.
And any plans to travel that nationally?
When it gets back to the States, it there's a possibility in San Antonio, Texas.
Great.
But I'll have to wait and see.
Right.
What develops here.
Well, let's